Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat. How have you guys been doing? I've been really well. I hope you guys are enjoying your Thanksgiving break. I know I have. It's, good to have time off. But this episode, I am going to do a continuation of Summer Walker's album. I know I promised it to you guys last week, but your girl was, doing some things. But yes, I definitely want to continue Summer Walker's album. So if you are interested in hearing my final thoughts on the second half of the album, stay tuned. So the previous episode, I left off at Closure, and my episode prior to that one was talking about the reason why I hate Closure, because I honestly believe it can be quite toxic, which is, interestingly enough, the next song to Summer Walker's album. What? That didn't even make sense. That is the next song after Closure. Sorry, guys. I have no clue what I was trying to say. But Toxic is the next song after Closure. And this is it. Don't die, no shit, won't be no shit, baby. You know I'm loving that, you got me so crazy. Ooh. Baby, those off right after, that's how I know it's good. You always gonna be my baby. Niggas be in my ear about you, oh, that ain't right. Bitches be in my ear about you, no, that ain't right. No, no, no. They don't know what's going on. All up in our Kool-Aid. Baby, I took that shit too far. Toxic, ooh, toxic, yeah. How many of y'all have been in a toxic relationship? Just let's virtually raise our hands in unison. A lot of y'all know how difficult it is to get out of that relationship, because while it's toxic, there is a level of codependency from both parties. And I realized that sometimes we hide our own toxicity by blaming somebody else in their toxic ways, not knowing that sometimes our toxic demons are talking to each other and are causing, the both of us to react in certain ways towards each other, continuing the toxic cycle. For those who have the opportunity to leave that toxic relationship, once you leave that relationship and you work on self and enter into something new, you start to realize how toxic sometimes you are as a person, or how your situation was. And when people say like work on themselves, like I know a lot of people struggle, like what does that mean? Sometimes working on self is just taking accountability and acknowledging your behavior. And that may not be out loud, but acknowledging, like, I've done some really shitty things. I'm not proud of those things. And I need to understand why I did them in the first place. And that is the level and stage that a lot of people don't want to get into. The why, right? And I'm a very inquisitive person. I'm really curious, because that people intrigue me, and why people do things intrigue me even more, right? Because I'm the type of person, like, if I'm spending time with you, if I'm putting energy into you, whether a friend, a relationship, coworker. I want to get to know you as a person. Like, what makes you you? You know? Like, what makes you tick? What makes you angry? What makes you sad? What makes you happy? What makes you, you know, all of these different things. And we didn't just arrive as a packaged person. No, our environment, our family, our friends, our experiences, they all shaped us. And some for the good, some for, you know, bad. But why? And I think a lot of times when people don't dig in deep, they continue to perpetuate toxicity, even without knowing it, you know? It could be in the way that you respond to something that triggers you, or your instinct tells you to act up because you're angry. You don't know how to deal with that anger, or you've never been able to communicate that anger. So you do some fuck shit and you get revenge, or you do this, or you act shady. There's so many things that triggers people and causes people to react in ways that leads into toxic cycles. So the song talks all about that. And for those of us who have survived and came out on the other side, clap for yourself, because it's hard. It's hard to be in, and it is definitely hard to leave, but there is a benefit of leaving. Okay, so the next song is called That Right There. It's giving me a little bit chingy vibes. I like it when you do that right there. Well, that was right there, but this is right there. You get the point. You know what I'm saying? You get the point. But this song features Pharrell. And at first, it was a skip for me several times. I'm not even going to lie to you. But it is a low-key bop. Like, every time I hear this song, like, she's definitely talking her mess on here. She's definitely talking a whole bunch of stuff, you know, like, you know, when you feel a bit khaki and you're just like, listen, I can take your man. I don't want to, but I can. Don't try me. Ladies, let's not. Okay. 2022. Can we promise each other to do better? Can we apply some boundaries, even when guys who we know or probably don't know are in situations or relationships, you know, try to come at you and you're like, oh, but I can take her man? Or, honey, if you want a man, don't take someone else's. That's what I'm saying. And if a man is willing to be taken, just know when he's with you, he gonna get took. But anyways, the next song is called That Right There. So y'all, that is That Right There. As I said, it's a bop for me. So the next song is called Screwing. This is the most sexually graphic song on the album. I think this is the only
very sexual song on the album.
Yeah, yeah. But as I said, it talks about every stage of a relationship. When you are in a relationship, that's what y'all be doing. Having sex sometimes, if that is something that you both have agreed to. But having sex in a relationship, in a toxic relationship, now that's a whole completely different ball game. And some of y'all are hooked on that relationship because of the type of sex that this song is about to be talking about. Some of y'all know goddamn well that you and this person don't need to be together. But that sex be bonding y'all. And it be toxic as hell because that is the only place you two connect, or let me say mutually connect, and it's in the bedroom. The minute you step out of that bedroom, it's like water and oil. And some of y'all are just not honest enough to say that. Okay? But yeah, the song is called Screwing, featuring Omarion. That's screwing. I ain't got nothing else to say about that song. It's toxic. It's very toxic. But hey, many people have had this type of relationship before, and where the makeup sex is worth the tears, the breaking up, the fighting, the shouting, the discord, the dysfunction, all of it. That sex, for them, I mean, nothing is comparable. Which also then feeds into things that they're not even addressing within themselves. But I've been told that I can be pseudo-psychologist, so I'm just going to leave that right there. So, the next song. The next song is called Broken Promises. And this is one of my favorite songs in the album. It's so relatable. Yeah, it's so relatable. And it's so, she sings it so beautifully to me. I think maybe this is one of the songs where I probably might play a large portion of it because I understand what it means to give your heart to somebody and they promise you all of these different things and they break every one of those promises and you're left there feeling stupid. People are looking at you. People are judging you. People are asking you questions. And you're like, listen, I held up my end of the bargain and this person disappointed me. They didn't hold up their end of the bargain. And yet I am here speaking for him and his ways. And it's frustrating. So I can definitely relate to this song. And it's called Broken Promises. I'm sorry, y'all. I just played basically the whole song. My bad. But I think that is one of the most relatable songs to me on that album in regards to my ex and situations I've been with in the past, where, you know, like you might have heard something negative about the person that you're dealing with from their ex, and you're like, no, you're bitter, you're angry, and it all turns out to be true. And you're like, oh, so stupid. And it's not your fault. Like, let's be honest, it's not your fault that you would want to believe the person that you're with, because, you know, you want to believe them. You want to trust them. That's what, you know, you two have entered a relationship because you thought they were being honest. You thought they were being open. But we also have to realize, and I'm starting to realize that people are different. And sometimes my expectations of people, I want them to align with the expectation I give myself and the way that I, you know, comport myself. And I realized that that's not always going to be the case. And I need to take people for face value and I need to stop being slightly naive, in hoping, in wishing, and seeing the good in people. Sometimes it's great to see the bad in people and to call that shit out. I've started the business of calling shit out when something doesn't sit within my spirit or something doesn't sit right with me. And if it's a problem, then it can be a problem. And maybe we need to rethink what we're doing. Because I'm the type of person, like, when I'm in a situation, like, I'm in it for life. If I made that decision, I'm in it for life. You start to disappoint me continuously. My in it for life is probably not in it for life anymore. And that's just me, because I tell myself, like, the life is too short to be miserable, right? If I am doing everything that I possibly can, you know, to help you, better you, you know, and then still be this amazing woman that I am, and be fun and adventurous and funny, and you know, bring chemistry and conversation and excitement and energy, and take care of the home and do all these things, sir, that energy needs to be matched and it needs to be reciprocated. What I don't take in return of all of that is disrespect, lies, deceit, unloyal behavior. I'll just, you know, when in the beginning you were telling me all of these sweet nothings, which, you know, end up to be broken promises. So I'm the type of person, be a man of your word, be a woman of your word. And if you don't have that word, close your mouth. Don't say anything. If you're not at that point, shut up. It's better to stay quiet than to say something and pretend. Don't like pretenders. Don't like actors. I'm not acting. I'm not. Because then you start to mess with someone. And then the person just, you know, your word is your bond. If you don't have that, anything that you say, like, doesn't emit, you know, trust. And then you'd be like, are you really a trustworthy person? Or you just say things because it sounds good. That's horrible, you know? Like, I wouldn't want to be with someone who just says shit because it sounds good. No, I want to be honest. Tell me, if you're not there, fine, say that. And if you can't say that, don't say anything at all. Silence also speaks if you don't have the words. Just saying. Anyways, that was Broken Promises. Another song falling right after that is one of my favorites. It's called Session 33. She does these things where it's kind of acoustic. It's very stripped back. It's just her vocals and the lyrics. And this is another song that also just hits me as well. And I don't know if you have seen the progression of the album from when it first started to kind of now we're getting to the end, and like the light bulb has, you know, came on, and it's like, damn. Wow. I feel played. Definitely had that feeling before, being in a relationship and being like, oh my God. Wow. This man really played you. He played everybody. And having that moment of wow. Anyways, the next song is called Session 33.
That be on your mind. Long as you got your cars and toys to drive, I should've known I couldn't get your time. Long as you got your eyes and got to trippy on them private jets, taking trips. Come back at six, wake me and your child, and then won't lay today. Make me wonder who you might have been playing with. Makes me wonder who you think you're playing with. I'm beside myself to keep playing this record back over and over again. Swear that you changed, but I noticed the end. On true, on scene. Think you know your girl is so funny to me. That girl you didn't got left by one or two times. Got tired of your shit, you almost lost your mind. I'm long stay, call your name. You'll continue to try to play these games. Leave your family in the cold and rain. I don't think you'll ever change your ways. Cause our house is not a home with no one's there. So alone, no one's there. Should I move on since no one's here? Here, you know what you got is good. That's why you refuse to let me walk out your life. You refuse to match up with my vibe. Keep wasting my time. You keep wasting my time.
I had to play that whole song because, yeah, that song did something for me. I hope y'all enjoy that because I did. Now, the next song is called Fourth Baby Mama. There is a prelude. I don't think it's necessary to play, but this is the last song on the album, and it just, yeah. It's, yeah. Just listen. Guys, that was the last song of Summer's album. It was called Fourth Baby Mama. I feel, is one of the best diss tracks of 2021. I wish I could play it longer because she definitely goes in. But the main thing on there is her also saying that he left her pregnant and alone. And you know, from going so hard from him in the beginning and defending him against his three previous baby mamas only for him to do her the same. It was definitely a foreshadow that she did not see coming. But overall, I really enjoyed this album. It definitely is relatable. It definitely had me in my feelings. And I definitely recommend you guys listening to it. It's definitely, I keep saying definitely, oh my goodness. It's one for the books. It's a learning lesson. it's a cautionary tale. And I believe that all of us could learn something for it. And on that note, I'm going to leave you guys with Sierra's Prayer, which is the last audio on the album. And I hope it blesses you as much as it blessed me.
I need you. I don't fully understand everything right now, but I know you have great plans for me. I'm hurting, but there is purpose in my pain. I need you. I need you to restore my faith and love. Give me strength. I know I can't do it all on my own. I'm tired. I don't want to hurt no more. I don't want to feel like this ever again. Thank you for hearing my cry. Thank you for hearing my heart. I know you'll do what's right with it. Thank you for never judging me. I'm broken, but I'm beautifully broken. I know you will help me put all the right pieces together. I know my pain is not in vain. I know that my baby is the most precious gift you've given me in life, and I thank you for that. I thank you. Cover and protect us, Lord. I pray the next man in my life will be my husband. I pray he loves me, leads me, guides me, reassures me. I pray that he holds me. I pray that I have everything I want and need in him. I pray he will love me the way you love me. Your love is unconditional. You are the way, the truth, and the life. In you, there's hope. Lord, you say, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy. I believe in this pure love. This is what I want. Lord, thank you for reminding me who I am. I am a queen. I deserve to be treated like one. I'm a warrior. I will get up. I'm a child of God. I'm everything you say I am. I'm an overcomer. I'm built for this. Lord, I'm ready. In Jesus' name, amen.